lots of new technological advances taking place in the studio here. Got Billy Ray in the studio and Shelby, my board operator.
You better.
We're doing they're doing a lot of upgrades, which is great. And in case you haven't heard it before, you're going to hear it now. FM, or the Ranch, is no longer the Ranch. It's been sold, and it's now Shooter FM. So it's 105.1 Shooter FM. So if I slip every now and then, you'll know why. But we are simulcasting right here, right now, at 105.1 FM. Also at Rockdale at KRXT 98.5 FM. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call into the studio here at 254-697-6633. And all programming is put in a podcast form, and you can check it out on Apple, Spotify, Podbean. Just go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page. It's all right there for you. And all the podcast, all the show program put in a podcast, we got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads. So become part of it. Check it out. Thank you to all the sponsors who support the program. They have faith in me, and I couldn't do it without them. Thank you very much. I want to give a special thanks out to the people who donate privately. They get nothing out of it other than helping me stay on the air. I want to thank you very much for that. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook, Instagram, the whole works. To my left, my wingman, the Colonel, Rayford Brown. Colonel, how are you doing this morning?
Doing fantastic. It was no sun in my eyes this morning driving into Cameron.
Yes, it's a nice morning.
My phone... Washed all the bugs off the windshield?
My phone tells me one thing, and then it does something different on the outside. It says it's going to be nice and sunny and shiny, and then all of a sudden, within 3 hours, 80% chance of rain. How does that happen? I think they roll a dice. Shelby, my board operator. Shelby, get a mic. Say hi.
Hello, everyone. Very busy over here.
Very busy.
Doing all the new systems and job.
Billy
upgrades.
Ray, why don't you say hello to my audience, because you're going to be helping me out probably next month. So
yeah.
let them get to hear your voice. Take a mic. Say hello.
I'll just walk over here and...
Now you can be seen.
Billy Ray was the...
Hello.
He made my very first radio ad years ago. And I saw him in the studio here. I go, you know who you are? And he's looking at me like, oh no, do I owe you money or something?
Hello, everybody. I'm Billy Ray. You'll hear me every weekday morning.
Fantastic. Billy Ray, thank you for all your support and help. Appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime.
Okay, now my special guest host today is Dr. Shelley Cole. She'll be in the 10 o'clock hour and then finish up the rest of the show with Dr. Shelley. Got a lot to go over today. Let me set the table here. We'll be doing a devotional and some announcements. No true stories today. Word of the day in a moment. Quote of the day in a moment. Trivia in a moment. Judge Andy may be calling in. I'm not sure. He's doing better. You know, he's still got a ways to go, but he might be calling in. Not sure. Katie from Moz, she's been like swamped. If she doesn't call in, we'll just promote her anyway at the bottom of the hour. The Colonel. Colonel, can you give me a teaser, sir, of what you're doing today?
We're going to talk about the Federal Reserve. It's neither federal nor a reserve.
So it's not under any one of the branches of government?
That is a true statement.
That is a true statement. Okay. That's a key question I ask people before I get in a debate. Do you at least know what the Federal Reserve is? Okay. Let's do the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the bite of a story, or the conversation of a story. And if you could put the word of the day into a sentence and give me a call here at 254-697-6633, Shelby has something to give you.
I sure do.
Not sure what it is. She'll go into the grab bag, pick something out, and it'll be nice though, right?
Something.
Word of the day is tawdry. Tawdry. Its definition. First of all, it's an adjective. Definition is cheap, shoddy, or tasteless. It can be used to describe almost anything from clothes to people, clothes on people, or even events or affairs. Okay, it comes from this headline. MSNBC, they have a meltdown. Trump trial, tawdry, but reveals his character doesn't exist. This headline is huge. They are admitting that this court case is ridiculous. It shouldn't even be in there. Many liberal attorneys are saying it shouldn't be in there. And they say, but it does prove his character. So I didn't know you get convicted because they don't like how you talk or your character. You may like him, you may not like him, but is he a criminal?
We won't say anything about Bill Clinton and Paula Jones and all of these people. It's just, that wouldn't be nice.
Here's a quote. We're in a really tawdry case. The fact we're bringing up hush money payments, hearing the porn star, whatever you call it, all over again. I think it matters, though. It's really pointing to, once again, that Trump's character doesn't exist. There's a bit of shamelessness. He's misogynistic. He attacks people's families. He knows no bounds and tries to behave in an authoritarian manner. Okay, maybe.
That's the propaganda. And all the people that have met him in person have a different story. So
give me a call. Put the word tawdry in a sentence, and you get a prize. Colonel, what's your quote of the day, sir?
And I sincerely believe with you that banking establishments are more dangerous than standing armies, and that the principle of spending money to be paid by posterity under the name of funding is but swindling futurity on a large scale. Who said that?
I have and two people in my mind. I can't.
Intergenerational theft when we spend the money that belongs to our children.
That's right.
And it's...
I've got two people in mind. I'm not sure which one it is. I'll have to figure it out. All right. Shelby, give me your trivia.
I have a trivia. So today's trivia is, most large quantities of liquid are measured in liters or gallons. However, crude oil is measured in what?
Very good.
Very good. Very I know. Good. I saw it and I went, Shelby, you're so good.
All right. Give me a call. Figure out the trivia. Figure out the author of the quote. Put the word tawdry into a sentence. You get a prize. 254-697-6633. Let me move on here. This is Donald Trump. Everything Joe Biden touches turns to
Shelby.
I'll tell you what, he's spot on with that one. Okay, now, see, I'm not crazy, Colonel. I'm not crazy. I've been talking about this for years. Geoengineering goes mainstream as Dubai cloud seeding program blamed for historic flooding. They're promoting it. They're acknowledging it. They're saying it. Now there's also, I've got another article, Colonel, another article saying countries need to come up and promise each other they won't affect each other with weather. There's weather treaties between Russia, China, and the United States that they will not use weather weapons on each other.
That's true. And we are also, Woods Hole has already dumped hundreds of thousands of gallons of sodium hydroxide or something like that into the ocean, polluting the ocean in order to make it absorb more carbon dioxide, which we're short of. It's not that there's too much. Every time we have an increase in carbon dioxide, we have an increase in food production and an increase in the number of species on Earth. It's great for us.
All right. This is a must-see. I'm doing this because Dr. Shelley's coming on today. Dr. McCullough, school's Occupy Democrats host on COVID jabs. When you read the article, when you watch it and listen to it, it's a smooth operator, man. This guy's got credentials a mile long. Woman reveals how she snuck ivermectin into hospital to save dying father. They wouldn't even let her go in there, Colonel. She had to figure out a way to sneak it in, and that saved his life. All right, you're going to love this one.
I read one about a lady, she had to use ivermectin paste because they watched her and wouldn't let her give him anything by mouth, so she'd go in and hold his arm and rub his arm.
And that was effective?
Yes. Wow. Well, that's common sense with Con. Con used liquid ivermectin and poured it on his arm and then wipe it off.
Wow.
Tell me if you think this is stupid like I think it's stupid. French actress refuses to file charges for a home burglary after learning suspects were illegal immigrants.
That's her problem.
No, that's everybody's problems, because if she does that, illegal immigrants are going to go, oh, no problem.
Well, they've already squatting everywhere now, so that's become a major issue.
Wisconsin election loophole allows illegal aliens to obtain ID to vote.
Should already do that.
Blue City Mayor defends... Oh, this is so stupid. Blue City Mayor defends police force... I'm sorry, defunds. Can't even read my own writing. Blue City Mayor defunds police force by more than $8 million to aid immigrants. Did you soak that one in? Here, let's get more illegal immigrants funding and defund the police who are going to protect you from the illegal immigrants that are coming in. No comment?
It would be almost unbelievable if it wasn't so true.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm not even actually surprised. It sucks, but
I'm
not surprised.
And that's part of the plan, too.
As we talk about the Federal Reserve today, that's never been audited, we have no idea how much money is being passed around.
Dr. Phil, you know Dr. Phil, right?
Mm-hmm.
His guest exposes high-tech Chinese military operations near American bases on U.S. soil. We've been talking about that for quite a while, how they're buying swaths of land mm-hmm. around military bases along the border. Last week, a Chinese illegal immigrant was roaming around on a military base. Who knows what they're doing? All right, check this out. Six killed, multiple injured in Sydney shopping mall.
Yeah.
Stabbing attack. Suspect shot dead. What does that tell you? Ban the guns?
People are they're
going to get knives.
Always going to be violent.
That's it.
They could
take
use
the
a hammer.
That's it.
They could use a machete.
So if that's the case, leave me alone. Let me have my gun. So when some whack job comes with a knife.
Did you see where the guy, in the middle of the day, and I think this was Los Angeles County, a landscape worker was edging, and he saw two cars pull up, and the guys jump out, and they try to steal his backpack blowers for cleaning up the trash. And he chases the guy, and he whacks one of them and slashes him with his weed eater. And the guy has to go get medical attention. And they arrest him.
Weed eater? Whoa.
What am I hearing? It's driving me nuts. Squeak. Okay, anyway, last one before the break. This video, read the article too. Judge finds mother not guilty after smothering two-month-old daughter to death while on meth. It's
how
a short
are you not
article.
Guilty?
It's a short article. I'll read it when we come back, and it'll answer your question. We'll be back in three. We'll be back in 3 minutes with the new Shooter FM. It's been around for a long time, just a different name, different location. Shooter FM. 105.1
Because you can call in stuff here that's different. It's local.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes.
Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357 or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
If that New Year's resolution is staring you in the face and you don't know where to get started, start with Yo Nutrition in the Milan Plaza. They can put you on the right path with protein shakes, energy teas, hydration and supplement drinks, and even protein-loaded snacks. They have you covered for overall health and wellness options and even offer protein coffee. In a hurry, they deliver. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Yo Nutrition. Call 510-634-3510.
Voice again.
Sure.
105.1 Shooter FM, new name, same great show.
Resume him now.
Let's get Andy on the line. Hey, Andy, welcome to the show. Andy, I want you to listen to what I'm about to read. It kind of falls into play in the position that you hold in office. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Stand by. We talked about on the show highlights, I mentioned how a judge finds mother not guilty after smothering two-month-old daughter to death while on meth. It's a very short article. Let me read it. Judge equated the drug-fueled rage to partying on the weekend. A shocking story is going viral online as a woman was found not guilty for child neglect after she admitted to killing her own two-month-old daughter by smothering her with a couch cushion while high on drugs. According to the news, court records show the mother gave a lengthy confession in which she tearfully admitted she smothered her daughter in the couch cushions because she was high on meth and wanted the child to stop crying and be quiet so she could get some sleep. Explaining the reason behind the bizarre ruling, the judge presiding over the case insisted prosecutors didn't prove she intentionally harmed her daughter.
She just said she was trying to get her to stop crying.
Telling prosecutors they charged the suspect with the wrong crime. Judge, what's your thoughts?
Matt, it's a good thing that we're on the radio. I'm going to tell you right now, the judge needs to be thrown off the bench, without a doubt. That is unethically, I don't know, undefensible. This is not, I had a baby in the bed with me and I rolled over on it, which happens, and I've been one of those. Okay, it happens, especially if they're real young. This is, I'm doing something evil, and then I do something even more evil by taking an innocent life. Words cannot do how I feel about that. That is just beyond, beyond every, there's no forgiveness in this for me. Okay, the girl needs to go to jail. I don't know how long. I don't know if life is too much or if it's, I'm not really for the death penalty on this because of the other circumstances, but.
If I have two beers and I shoot you, then it's not my fault, right?
Yeah, it's just bullshit. It's what it amounts to. Sorry, my French, over will get you thrown off the radio. But, how do you make a ruling like that?
I'll tell you what, Andy, let's go to a better subject. Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday, Andy.
Yeah, I know. I feel wonderful. A man has had his chest ripped open.
Well, just think, so, you got another birthday under the belt, so that's great.
Yeah, that's right. So, I'm getting better. It's really slow. Went to the doctor Wednesday, and we had some discussions about when I could start driving and when I could start riding in the front seat of the car again and stuff like that. It's going to be a little while. But I'm feeling better. Yesterday was a little bit of a setback. I didn't feel real good all day. But I'm doing better. It's going to be all right. I'm getting there.
It's all right, Andy.
Massive amount of boredom.
Look, time's ticking. I hate to put the pressure on you, but talk about MSR.
God's got a plan even in this. And let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, every day one of the things that happens with me is I see more and more crap, especially on the news and stuff, and the unbelievable lack of morals that this country is getting more and more of. Lord, just help us. I don't know what you're going to have to do. I don't know how bad it's going to have to get. Just help. We can't continue like this. We can't continue to smother little babies and say it's not my fault. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Be with us, Lord. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
MSRMinistries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552 is the phone number. Y'all pray for us. We got some really hard decisions we're going to have to make. We're a month behind on camp this year because of what happened to me. So we've got to look at some hard decisions that we're going to have to make.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it out there. I know you all got some funds that's just tucked away somewhere, and you're not sure what to do with it, and it's not going to break the bank or hurt you to donate your time or your funds. This is not a game. This is serious business. So reach down deep in your hearts and your pockets, and let's help out Andy here at Morningstar Ranch, okay? Let's show what the power of radio can do.
That's right. God bless you. I'm going to try, as soon as they'll let me drive, you know, I could do it anyway, but, you know, I told them, well, I could just put my bulletproof vest on, but, you know, if something happens, I hit that steering wheel or the airbag goes off, it could kill me. So,
all right, Andy.
Love you guys.
We'll talk to you soon. All right, buddy. Take care. All right, that was Judge Andy Isaacs. Now, I want to thank McGuire. What I was asking was if my Facebook people can hear it. Cause
yeah, but if I turned it on, you hear that screeching?
I know. I understand
yeah.
that. You see, now, you're learning, ladies and gentlemen, you're learning what happens behind the microphone.
It's bouncing on here and it's bouncing on there. So the best I can think of is if that can come with this, everybody can hear.
All right.
Maybe not the loudest, but I do what I can.
All right. Thank you, Shelby. I want to thank Casey and the gang at McGuire's Tire. I've been dealing with Casey and them plus years when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. They took care of me fantastically when it came to my truck and other things as well. They can do the same for you. They got two locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. Belton is 254-939-1357. Or simpler yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. I've been doing devotionals for quite a long time to a long list of people. Been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio as well. Today will be no different. If you're on my devotional list, I'll be reading Wednesday of this week. Wednesdays. It reads as follows. Good morning. A fantastic speech by Winston Churchill in 1941. Here is one of the famous lines from that speech. Never give in. Never give in. Never, 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 never in nothing, great or small, large or petty. Never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Now, I'm continuing here. In a sense, the Lord has written speeches for us from the beginning of time. Here are some excerpts from His Word on the same topic, never quitting. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 7. But you take courage. Do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you in my righteous right hand. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. And finally, Luke chapter 1, verse 37. For nothing will be impossible with God. And I close. Let's all live a life of victory with God as our strength and wisdom. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it. Let the good Lord do the growing. Share it with who you want. Don't cram it down anybody's throat. The word of the day is tawdry. It comes from the headline Meltdown, MSNBC Meltdown. Trump trial tawdry, but reveals his character doesn't exist. Okay? So put the word tawdry in a sentence. Give me a call here, 254-697-6633. Win a prize. Colonel, what's your quote again, sir?
And I sincerely believe with you that banking establishments are more dangerous than standing armies, and that the principles of spending money to be paid by posterity under the name of funding is but swindling futurity on a large scale. That's swindling your children.
I'll tell you what, Colonel, can you give a hint as to maybe the time that was said?
It was during the founding. It was one of the founding fathers that said that.
Okay. All right. Shelby?
Trivia.
Great trivia question. Read it over.
I've got to make sure the people behind me are cheating. All right. Most large quantities of liquid are measured in liters or gallons. However, crude oil is measured in what?
Interesting. And the reason I think we're doing this type of trivia today is because we have our fearless president shutting off more land that we can't drill on, which makes the price go up.
Yes, make it make sense.
We have a little issue of war in the Middle East where we were buying oil.
Colonel, you're the man of graphs and figures. For every, 25 cents gas goes up, how does that affect the food market because it's got to be transported by truck?
Boys, you raise the price of diesel and everything that's transported by truck or rail burns diesel.
Right.
And, boy, I tell you, it's a direct increase. And if it doesn't increase, then the grocers will go out of business because the truckers just can't deliver.
All right, now, Colonel, I saved these two articles for you from last week. I thought you would love this. I think I actually sent it to you, but I don't remember having a conversation with you about it. No oaths of office in the federal government. This is an exclusive report. Let's see. 60 years later, blah, 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 blah.
But they can't do that because it's in the Constitution. They can't.
Okay. And through the Freedom of Information Act, U.S. Attorney Todd Callender, along with his team at Project Proper Oath, found that not a single member of the existing cabinet has a valid oath of office. U.S. Secretary Yellen. 20 seconds. Okay. All these people. And it says here that they're either non-existent, incomplete, or fraudulent. The fraudulent ones are missing signatures or are not notarized. And in most of them, the words, so help me God, are in all caps, but that's another story. Thought that was interesting. And finally, the last headline, arbiter of truth and disinformation guru tells public, don't do your own research. They want us to just walk lockstep with whatever they tell us. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Resolution is staring you in the face and you don't know where to get started? Start with Yo Nutrition in the Milan Plaza. They can put you on the right path with protein shakes, energy teas, hydration and supplement drinks, and even protein-loaded snacks. They have you covered for overall health and wellness options and even offer protein coffee. In a hurry, they deliver. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4 and Saturday, 9 to 2. Yo Nutrition. Call 510-634-3510.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Branch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Branch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Branch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Back, everybody, to Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host, the Colonel, my wingman, doing his constitutional thing in just a moment. My special guest host at 10 o'clock will be Dr. Shelley Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com. It's always a pleasure to have her in. Shelby doing a great job on the board. I want to say hello to all those people out there in Facebook land. How you doing, everybody? It's good to see you. Great to have new names and all that.
Sorry if on Facebook you just see the back of my head running back and forth across the tablet. Because I've got it in a new area now, so Rayford can finally be seen because he's been hidden in the shadows for so long.
And yes, go ahead, Colonel.
Face for radio.
Face for radio. That's why we have you blacked out in the front. You see, you're always worried about the light.
Backlight instead of a front light. It's good to have a backlight because that lights up your hair and cuts you out of the background. However, you should have a little light on your face.
You know, Colonel, when we do this program, I don't know about you, but I get hungry. Do you get hungry?
Especially when I start smelling fried ham and scrambled eggs and hot toast.
Coffee.
And coffee.
BLTs with
half. We already established we got hungry. Now you're listing off everything, and I'm now hungry.
So where could you go to get all those things, Colonel?
I would go west. Young man.
Maybe like Harker Heights, Ma's Place in Harker Heights. That's right. We're talking about Ma's Place, Harker Heights. 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard, Harker Heights. Great location, great food, great servings, great price, lovely atmosphere. And
great patrons. They're very friendly. If the tables are full, they share.
So go check it out. Support the sponsors. Support the program. It's not just a sponsor. It's a great place to go eat. So check it out.
You might want the one across the street also called Ma's Place?
That's the new pizza and burger shack across the street.
Ma's 2?
Ma's over there. Ma's across the street.
That one?
Now, here's the thing, though. Before you go, check out their website. They got the menu and everything, and make sure that what their hours are of operation. I think they're, I can't remember the hour they're open today. But check it out on the website. You'll be able to check out the menu. So, Ma's Place, 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard. Colonel?
Go for lunch. They're always open for lunch.
I am interested. I'm always interested in what you're talking about, but today kind of made me more interested.
The quote, I sincerely believe with you that banking establishments are more dangerous than standing armies. What a statement. And we are seeing this today. We're going to talk about the Federal Reserve. I'm retired Lieutenant Colonel Rayford Brown, and I'm just an old colonel, and like Benjamin Franklin, have lived to see many things. My eyes are saddened by what I see today. Today's topic is fiat currency and the Federal Reserve. Let's go through some definitions. So we have our semantics, and my symbols that I transmit will mean the same thing to you as they do to me. Otherwise, we don't communicate very well. Money is an object used as a symbol of wealth. It is a convenient way to facilitate trade. Trading cows, fish, corn, wheat, bread, milk, cheese, pigs, and vegetables was a work of the great invisible hand of the free market to set exchange ratios. How many fish to a cow? How many bushels of wheat to a cow? How many loaves of bread to a bushel of wheat? The magic hand would set these ratios when the market opened very quickly. Money was devised to be easier to carry than a cow and not as smelly as a fish. So they came up money. It's been shells. It's been all kinds of things, metal coins. And it can be of two basic types. Currencies usually fall in either one of these others. The currency is either collateral-based, meaning there's a deposit of gold, silver, or something else of value that backs up the money, and you can take your certificate and go in and redeem it for the underlying money, or not money, but gold or silver. And then there's a fiat currency, which is based on nothing but good faith. It's just they say it's worth something, and you accept that. And now along comes the Federal Reserve. The plan, the Federal Reserve was created in 1913, and it was introduced by Woodrow Wilson, a socialist, with his right-hand man, Edward Mandel House, who was a Fabian Marxist. And the Federal Reserve was designed or was planned to be, or it was sold as a way to mitigate the boom and bust cycle, the normal boom and bust cycle of the markets and business. And the markets would boom and people would go out and build things that were not too good. And then the things that needed to be cleaned out would be cleaned out during the down cycle. And we have since now stifled this, so we are accumulating a lot of not sound investments. So what is the Federal Reserve? It's controlled by a 7-member board, and the chair is appointed by the president, and the other 6 members are selected by the 12 banks, the private banks, that make up the Federal Reserve System. And each one of the private banks has a sector of the United States that it represents. Now, it's not exactly a public thing. The Federal Reserve is owned by the 12 banks, but you have certain restrictions on membership and a lot of family stuff. So it's not open by any means. Now, it was set up by the Federal Reserve Act made by Congress in 1913. And it was designed to make elastic money. And I can't think of anything more ignorant than elastic money. Let's think of it as a triangle. A triangle is the strongest structure known to engineering. A three-sided thing. One side is time. And we can measure time to the nearest billionth of a second or smaller than that because we can measure the time it takes light to go less than 1 inch. Now, the other thing is the product. Okay, what do you get for that? And we can measure weights to millionths of a gram. Same thing, very, very precisely. So we have two sides of the triangle that are extremely rigid. And then we put money into the third side, and we call it elastic. So now you can see a triangle with two sides, and one side that stretches so that the triangle works like the mouth on a fish drinking, swimming through the water. You know, it can change, and it means nothing. So you know exactly how long you work. You know exactly how much food, how much you're buying. A pound of meat is exactly a pound, but you know nothing about the value of the money that you're going to use to pay for it or that you're going to receive as wages. It is totally designed for trouble, and that's what we get with the Federal Reserve System. It was created to stop the boom and bust cycles, and it has it. It did a fine job of making elastic money, and now we see hyperinflation. But we'll get more onto that in a minute. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. Now, this quote is spurious. It was, I used to think that it was done by Jefferson, but
that's what I thought.
It's not in his writings, and the word inflation and deflation weren't invented until after he was long gone. So it shows up in a lot of places. Inflation, the invisible tax. The definition is too much money chasing too little product. If you receive nothing for your money, then, or if you receive, if you don't do anything for the money you receive is worth nothing. So let's go through this. If you produce no product and somebody hands you money and you take your money and go someplace, there will be no product to buy, or there will be very little product to buy. So there will be a lot of money chasing very little product. And that is the definition of inflation, is too much money chasing too little product. So what do we have inflation right now? All right, we've got money being printed by the Federal Reserve and through our banking system, the U.S. Treasury and stuff, and passed out in welfare or to the illegal immigrants for no return product. So there's too much money chasing too little product. And we're going to see more and more of this. And I've still got some more time.
You got a few seconds, yeah.
30 seconds.
Okay. So it will always be blamed on the people. The Federal Reserve will never take credit for it.
All right, look, we're going to take a break. I'm going to ask you a question during the break. Maybe you can explain something real fast on the other side. But the number here is 254-697-6633. Give us a call. We've got the trivia question out there. We've got the word of the day. So give us a call. Tell us if you know the answer, and we'll give you a prize. Be back in 3-254-697-6633. Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Hey,
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Finishing up the first hour, final segment, we got the Colonel doing our constitutional segment. Colonel, I asked a question during the break. Real quick, you can identify it. There's the difference between a Federal Reserve note that you have in your pocket today as compared to a silver certificate or something of equal value. Can you explain the difference between the two?
Okay, that was back when we talked about the two types of currencies when we opened. There are two types. Collateral-based, which have gold, silver, or something of value on deposit that you can trade the certificate for, and a fiat currency, which is backed only by the good faith and credit of whoever issued it. And as was stated by Voltaire, I believe it was, that all fiat currencies eventually return to their intrinsic value zero. Okay, so
there's not one fiat currency ever in the history that has worked. They've all collapsed, right?
That's exactly right. There's never been a fiat currency. And even when the Romans were using silver, they diluted their silver coins down to where they were like 1% silver. All right, so we talked about inflation, the invisible tax. The definition is too much money chasing too little product. And we're going to get into how they do this in just a moment. But the Federal Reserve was started in 1913 by Edward Mandel House, who was a Fabian Marxist. And remember that the communist goal is total ownership of everything by the government. And they use inflation to pry this away from us. If you put money in the bank, it's savings, this fiat currency, and then they devalue that, then it takes away your money. And you can't buy anything. Before, you could have bought land with it, and when you get it back, the land has gone up to $300,000 where it used to be $50,000. All right, so the Federal Reserve, Edward Mandel House, Woodrow Wilson, and it's never been audited. Now, can you imagine giving your checkbook to somebody and keep putting money into it and never ask them for any accounting whatsoever of what's in it? And so we've got a never audited Federal Reserve, and we're looking around right now, and the government's printing money by, they make loans or notes and then they buy them themselves. And when you buy your own note and print the money to give to the government and to cover the obligation, then you have this fiat currency and inflation.
Colonel, let me ask a question. This is great information. The person listening to it, what can they do with it? Do they go when it comes time for the renewal of the Federal Reserve?
You're getting way ahead of me
here.
You're going to have me finished, and I'm going to have 6 minutes to go.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right. It's never been out. So first, small bills were backed by silver and larger by notes, and they were called silver certificates, up to $10, and then above 20 and above, they were called gold certificates. And you could take it to the bank and ask for your gold. Now, in 1933, FDR devalued the dollar by 41%. the devaluation of the dollar by Franklin Roosevelt through gold confiscation occurred via Executive Order 6102. Executive orders are not legal. They're not constitutional. And it has something in common with a later devaluation. All right, it was signed in April of 1933. And it prohibited the hoarding of gold coins, bullion, and certificates, and required individuals to exchange their gold for U.S. dollars at the rate of $20.67 per ounce. All right. Shortly after this, April, so if we go from April to June, and then the Gold Reserve Act was passed, which raised the value of gold from $20.67 to $35 an ounce. So there's a 41% decrease in purchasing power.
Yep.
And then in 1972, Nixon erased the last collateral currency. And when he closed the gold window, and again, by fiat, okay, Richard Nixon broke the gold standard by ending the convertibility of the U.S. dollar to gold. The decision, known as the Nixon shock, was announced on August 15, 1971. Nixon's actions were driven by several factors, including the overvaluation of the dollar, a surplus of U.S. dollars in the global economy, and increasing inflation. By closing the, quote, gold window, foreign governments can no longer exchange their dollars for gold, effectively severing the direct link between the dollar and gold. This move ultimately led to the end of the Bretton Woods system. This was the international exchange system, the way they valued one currency against another, and the adoption of a system of floating exchange rates. In the late 60s, excessive borrowing and spending by Congress was creating inflation, and this was driving other countries to get rid of their dollar holdings and exchange them for a solid currency, a solid something. So they were coming through the gold window to get their gold. Nixon had directed Treasury Secretary Connally to suspend, with certain exceptions, the convertibility of gold, of the dollars into gold, or other reserve assets, ordering the gold window to be closed such that foreign governments could no longer exchange their dollars for gold. Again, executive fiat. Congress did not get involved immediately. Now, Federal Reserve notes were now printed, and this is what Matt was talking about. The Federal Reserve note says it across the top. If you pull out in your pocket, across the top of the note that we call money, it says, this is worthless. It's only worth what the Federal Reserve is worth. And it used to say gold or silver certificate up there.
Hold on, Colonel. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching on Facebook, I'm having a buffering issue. We're still playing, but just stay tuned. If it goes dead, I'll reboot it.
Okay. Voltaire famously said, fiat currencies always eventually return to their intrinsic value, zero. And we've noticed that sound as a dollar, which was a popular saying when I was a child, has disappeared from our rhetoric. And note that neither FDR nor Nixon bothered to go to Congress before they made their fiat rulings. Now, let's talk a little bit about inflation and what it's done. There's called a rule of 72. If you divide 72 by the compound interest rate, it gives you the number of years to double your investment. So candy inflation, candy used to be a nickel candy bar was 4 ounces when I was a kid. Now, a 3 ounce candy bar is $2, $2.50. Right? So when I was a kid, it was candy was 1.25 ounces of candy. Okay, 1.25 cents per ounce. And now it's 66 cents per ounce. That's a 98.5% loss of value. If you consider gold has gone from $35 an ounce to it's trading above $2,400 the other day. So that is exactly the same, almost 1.45% same as candy inflation. So, fancy finance. I wish I hadn't eaten all of my Butterfingers. But what is happening today with the massive federal debt? $34 trillion and rapidly expanding this year. Okay, $678 billion of net interest cost on the national debt. As a share of the federal budget, this amounts to approximately 22% of the federal receipts and 6.8% of federal outlays. The $34 trillion is $100,000 per legal person accounted for here in the country, and over $200,000 per worker, and much more per taxpayer who actually, not versus tax filers, because many file just to get a refund of the earned income tax credit. The Epoch Times can tell you that, has said, when debt is unsustainable, there are five ways to tell. When adding new units of debt is drastically decreases the units of gross domestic product. The erosion of the currency's purchasing power, inflation. Productive investments and capital expenditures declined because the government's borrowing all the money. Employment may remain stable, but real wages and productivity decrease because you can't buy as much with your wages. The currency loses its reserve status. We've got the BRICS, the Brazil, Russia, India, China trying to subvert our status as a reserve currency of the world. And the reason why government money creation is so dangerous is because the government is always happy to increase its power over citizens and blame them for the problem that its policies created, presenting itself then as a solution, the Hegelian dialectic that Matt talks about. So how do we cure this? Fiscal responsibility and gold or silver-backed currencies. Your Medicare and Social Security are gone, whether it's by inflation or by reasonable, controlled action.
Colonel, excellent as always. Shelby, lower the music for a second. Excellent job, Colonel. Retain that information so when things come up, you know how to better make decisions. When we come back after the break, Dr. Shelley Cole in the studio, HealthySuccessWork.com. Can't wait to talk to her. I'm sure she's got a ton of stuff to tell us. Be back in three.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Hour number two, Matt, your host, my wingman, the Colonel Rafer Brown, my special guest host today, Dr. Shelley Cole. Shelley, it's a pleasure. Give me a minute. Let me go through my diatribe of stuff that I got to do at the top of the hour. We're simulcasting right here, right now, at 105.1 Shooter FM. Now, look, you know how Twitter went to X? And it says X, formerly known as Twitter. And they're doing it for months now. This is the last time I'm doing it, this show, the Saturday show. That's it. Next week, it's going to be Shooter FM, 105.1 Shooter FM, okay? Bought, sold, transferred over.
And double the power.
Double the power,
yes,
that's right.
Welcome, Temple.
Also coming out at 98.5 FM KRXT out of Rockdale. Facebook Live at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call into the studio if you got a question for the doc. 254-697-6633. All program putting the podcast form, and we've got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads. So check it out. You can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page. It's all right there for you. Thank you to the sponsors who support the program. All those who donate privately, I can't thank you enough. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, yada, yada, yada. Dr. Shelley.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. See what I got to go through?
I know. You got to say it all.
You got to say the answer to the trivia.
Oh, I'm sorry. One thing. Give the answer to the trivia. Let's get that.
Okay. Nobody got the answer to the trivia. So it's most large quantities of liquid are measured in liters or gallons. However, crude oil is measured in what?
Barrels.
Barrels. Bing, bing, bing.
Okay. Now, I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
How many gallons in a barrel of oil?
Oh, gosh.
42?
Oh, who mentioned that? Somebody on the Facebook mentioned 42 gallons. It's 42 gallons that make a barrel.
Yeah, an oil barrel. But if you go out here and you get away these barrels that's sitting around, it's a 50-gallon barrel.
Uh-huh.
So a 42-gallon barrel of oil.
Way okay. to go, Shelby.
Thanks.
Now, Dr. Shelley, how does this all come into health?
Gee, thanks for the segue. don't drink oil. It's funny because we are going to be talking about cancer. And one of the things is exhaust and toxins. You know, we always talk about the things that can cause cancer, but they don't really cause cancer because not everyone that's exposed to them gets cancer, right?
It's not one-to-one.
Exactly. Like, not every single person that's exposed to smoking, gets cancer.
George Burns.
Yeah.
What about George Burns?
He was like Johnny Carson.
George Burns smoked cigars, chain smoked, and he lived to be over 100.
Right,
it would
right.
have killed. He would have lived to be 1,000 if he hadn't smoked.
Yeah. Yeah. So it just, there are a bunch of things that are related to cancer and can make it more likely for you to get cancer, but not necessarily are causative, you know. So I'm excited we're going to talk about it. But
okay.
I have to say, just to start the show, you know, we've been vindicated. The ivermectin crew has been vindicated. This last month, the CDC had to take down all of their inflammatory tweets from X, you know, that said it was horse dewormer, right? Mm-hmm. Stop using horse dewormer, y'all. Mm-hmm. And they were sued. They were sued by a few docs who said, hey, you know, you misinformed the public about the advantages of ivermectin. And I kind of think it's an apology.
I think they just got caught with their hand in the cookie jar.
Yeah. You're right. They did. But that's as close to an apology as we're going to get
a lot of good
on the pandemic.
Do. I pulled up these two articles. You can read them during the break. But one, yeah. I thought you would like this. A woman reveals how she snuck in ivermectin, saved her husband from dying.
Wow.
And then Dr. McCullough, he was doing a fantastic job schooling this guy on the COVID jabs.
So is it best to rub it on your arm, not like maybe on your chest?
Well, that's the horse version. There is a human version, you know. And I will tell you that a lot of people that we took care of during the pandemic were using the horse version because that's all they could get.
Right.
But it didn't work as well. You know, there's a prescription level ivermectin.
Right.
So, it worked a lot better than using the horse. Now, the same dose applies, 400 micrograms per kilo. So, a horse gets a lot more than a human, but it's the same dose.
I've been popping my ivermectin constantly.
Have you?
Yeah, still on it.
So, yeah.
Preventive maintenance.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Can you ever get used to it, your body?
No, it tastes terrible no matter what.
No. See, you just wasted time there.
Well, this is the fun segment of the. This is where Matt is able to really speak and make a fool of himself during Dr. Shelley's intelligent conversation here. So after 10:15, I'm going to put the muzzle on.
There you go.
No promises.
He says that, but he definitely does. Doesn't he? It pops off quite often.
Well, look, you got coffee stained notes here.
I do. I was driving in and I didn't realize that my coffee was spilling all over my notes. So I'm going to have to wing it, I guess.
You can still read them.
So but you got? Know. Okay, a couple of statistics that people need to know because it's so much more pervasive than it used to be. And so if you're a man, you have a 1 in 2 chance of getting a cancer sometime in your lifetime.
Shelley, that does not make me happy.
No.
No.
I wouldn't think
very
so.
Very bad odds.
Yeah, exactly. And so if you have those carcinogens like the exhaust or alcohol or I was reading about some carcinogens that are common like browning meat.
Oh, I was grilling yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, you know, we all like a nice grilled steak mm-hmm. with marks, right? We don't want to have it gray.
No. I don't want it bleeding either, but so many people do.
Right. So There are so many things that we're exposed to. So why do some people avoid cancer and others don't? So we're going to talk the next 2 hours. I hope we can cover something that you can do right now. Start right now.
Shelley, you know what one big thing for me is? Don't tell me. When you tell somebody, if they go in for a blood check and they go, oh, you got cancer, 3 weeks they're dead because they're freaking out. But if they go, here's your blood test, you'll live for another 10 years, you know, because you're not dying of stress.
Well, stress does cause cancer. Absolutely.
No.
A direct.
You're dead.
Matt, you don't have any stress, do you?
Oh, no, not me.
Stress is about stress.
Remember the devotional I sent out for 4,000 weeks of life? I'm really at 713 weeks left. That's being generous. Okay?
Right.
But I am the way I am. I'm thinking, why change now? I seem to be okay. You know, why fix it if it's not broke?
Well, there are good things that you can do to lower your risk for cancer. So, and super easy. Like, you've already got it in your cupboard at home.
Okay.
Okay, that you can just take once a day that's really easy.
Vinegar.
No, no, but vinegar is really, really good for you. But we're gonna have to talk a little history first, and then, you know, my daughter.
No, wait. Is it what cabinet is it? The one under the sink or the one above the stove?
It's the one, like the pantry. Pantry.
Baking soda.
Salt.
I don't know, you guys.
Okay, she's not gonna tell us. We're gonna have to wait.
These are good guesses.
Because if you go into the cabinet under the sink, there's like
bleach.
Yeah,
ammonia. Scrubbing cleaner.
No, don't do that, please.
Okay.
No.
I knew a guy one time in the military. He was a little bit off edge. He poured out some Ajax cleanser with the blue dot.
Oh my god!
He snorted it.
It's like Cheech and Chong.
It's crazy. So don't do that at home, ladies and gentlemen.
Do not do that. Yeah.
All right. Keep going.
Okay. So we talked about Otto Warburg for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. You all know that name now. He was the brilliant scientist in the 1900s who said, we now know the cause of disease, of cancer. We now know the cause. And it's when the oxygen level drops below 60%. So if the oxygen at the cellular level really drops, this is what causes cancer.
Are you going to explain how that drops?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm curious. I don't know the mechanics behind how that would work.
Exactly. Well, so that was 1931, you all. And his research has essentially been ignored.
Swept under the table or carpet. So
it's true.
There's no money in it.
Well, that's very interesting because we spend $100 billion a year now
treating
on
it.
Cancer meds,
exactly.
Just the meds,
and that's exactly
that's
what they
exactly
want.
Exactly what it is.
So you know they want their chemotherapeutic agent. You know they and survivability attributed to chemotherapy. You want to guess how much that is?
Zero.
So like if you have cancer and you take a chemotherapeutic agent, how much does it contribute to your survival?
Not much.
2%.
2%.
2.1%. Shelly, I got a heartbreak coming up. You want to give me a quick teaser for next segment? Just
well,
continuation of what we're talking about?
We're going to learn more.
Okay. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633 if you got a question for the doc.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County.
We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. My special guest host today is Dr. Shelley Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com. If you can't remember that, go to Aaron'sGunShop.com, go to the radio show page, her link's right there. Click it, boom, there you are, okay? We're having a great conversation. She's here to the top of the day, noon. She'll be here for the next hour and 45 minutes. If you got a question you want to ask her, 254-697-6633.
Say that again, because it's much more interesting if we have callers.
254-697-6633.
And don't have your radio on.
And no, we don't have polka, and it's not Tradio either.
And don't put us on speaker.
That's right. There you go. Okay, we're talking cancer, right?
We are talking cancer. And so back in 1931, so almost 100 years ago at this point, we knew. And what happens is, a message goes out, a 911 message. The cell goes, whoa, wait a minute, where's our oxygen? Because the reason why we breathe oxygen in is so we can make energy, ATP, out of it, okay? When you don't have oxygen, then you have to rely on anaerobic or without oxygen energy. And so that only, you only get two energy molecules, two ATPs, if you rely on what we call anaerobic respiration.
Shelley, for me to further comprehend what you're talking about, can you explain to me the mechanic of, okay, breathing air, how does it go into my system, and then how does it get reduced where it's not going in the way it should be?
So when you take a breath in, right, the oxygen comes in, and you blow off the CO2, mm-hmm. okay? And your respiratory rate is actually dependent on the CO2 level, how it's, you know, wrap, if you're holding on to more CO2 than you should be, it really is an issue of how easily does the hemoglobin molecule release oxygen. And that's all dependent on voltage, okay, electrical voltage, the gradient between the inside of the cell and the outside of the cell. It's also the pH. So we've all heard about alkaline diets being better and drinking alkalinized water and those kind of things. That's because alkaline, a pH of greater than 7 has more electrons, more free electrons. And so it just makes it easier for the oxygen molecule to be released to the cell. So there essentially are many, many ways for our body to make energy. And, you know, the rudimentary way is to ferment sugar, okay? Is to literally ferment sugar. So that's how we break it down. When we don't have, for whatever mechanism, if you have toxins that are contaminating the mitochondria, and this, the first step, Warburg's thesis was the cell can't burn fat. It must use sugar to make energy. And so the body revs up its production of sugar metabolism. And so what happens is you only make two energy molecules when you're breaking down sugar. When you're breaking down fat and you have oxygen around, you make 36 energy molecules. So as you can see, it's vastly different when you can't process your oxygen well. And, you know, I know we've talked a lot about iron toxicity, mm-hmm. and that's one of the contaminants in the mitochondria, you know. So I hope, I hear we have new listeners.
Yeah, we've got lots of new listeners.
Every day.
So they can go back and listen to.
Check out to those podcasts, one of the thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of downloads.
So, yeah. So we had Morley Robbins on, mm-hmm. who was a world expert on iron toxicity and the process of aging and disease, which is essentially the body not being able to make as much energy. Okay. So when the body can't make the energy, then these warning signals, a 911 message goes out to the nucleus of the cell. Okay. From the mitochondria. And it says, you got to start revving up the genes that burn sugar, okay? We don't usually use them very often because we're supposed to be able to burn fat and use our oxygen efficiently. But if for some reason we can't, then we have to go back to those rudimentary genes that help us ferment sugar.
On a scale from 0 to 100, what percentage would you say is our fault for causing the problem as compared to the body just had a breakdown, a natural breakdown? Are we doing stuff to our cells via what we consume, rest, all these different things?
Right.
What's the percentage of that as compared to just a natural breakdown?
You know, that is a great, great question.
Write that down, Shelby. Great question.
That is a great question. And what I would say to you is simply oxygen is corrosive to the mitochondria, and over our decades of living, oxygen itself causes problems with the mitochondria.
So that's natural.
It is natural. It's a slow progression. But, you know, we used to live, vibrantly, and now we're dying of cancer, and now we're getting high blood pressure and heart attacks and chronic fatigue and autoimmune disease and all this stuff. And that's our fault. So what I would say to you is, yes, the process of aging, a partial component of that is that oxygen itself does cause oxidative damage to the mitochondria. But most of it is the environmental, our fault. Most of it's our fault. The things we've done to our environment.
So there's some things we can do ourselves. There's other things that we're just stuck in the mud of it, of breathing toxic air, drinking toxic water, that kind of stuff.
I believe our bodies can repair, you know, absolutely repair, if we give it the right things. But when you're constantly assaulting it, you know, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the clothes we wear, you know, everything.
I know, that just does not look good on you. You know what I'm saying? Can't. Matt, you can't be wearing that. I'm going to get sick if I wear that shirt, right?
Exactly. Fast forward to 1948, okay? So kind of Warburg had this thesis. It wasn't widely accepted in 1931, okay? He was super smart. Everyone listened to him, but they just kind of said, well, that's really kind of interesting. And then this guy named Darrington came out. Now, he wanted to be a farmer, actually, but he wasn't really good at it. So he gave it up and became a profound, amazing scientist, okay? And he was the one who was able to say, you know, the things that, like, cause cancer are different than the things that start, you know, that damage the cell. The things that damage the nucleus of the cell don't really cause cancer, okay? And the things that damage the DNA, the genes of our cells, don't cause cancer. He said that back in 1948. So he affirmed what Warburg said, because Warburg didn't say it was our genes. Warburg said it's a energy issue. It's a, you know, that we're not making enough energy and we have to change to what do we call anaerobic respiration or you know, just using sugar instead of fat. And so Darrington, you know, advanced the theory, but he didn't know what the mitochondria were either. And so fast forward to 1971 when Nixon, and I think you all were talking about Nixon earlier in the gold standard and so forth. In 1971, Nixon donated, well, he, you know, allocated money to studying cancer. And I don't know if you all are old enough to remember, but it was, you know, we're going to put an end to cancer. Do you all remember that?
Yes,
vaguely.
The cancer, the National Cancer Act. And that happened in 1971. So that was, what, 50 some odd years ago. Okay, half a century ago. And they said, we are going to cure cancer by 1976, like the bicentennial. Do you all remember that? Yeah. You know, they said, within the next 5 years, we are going to solve the issue. We're going to put so much money to cancer, we're going to find the answer. Okay? But you all, by the mid-80s, then people were complaining. We're putting way too much money into cancer. We're not getting any results. It's too complicated. We can't figure cancer out. It's too complicated. That's essentially what they were saying. And that's when the immunotherapies came out. And they did help some people with cancer, but the vast majority had more severe side effects from the immune therapies than benefits.
Shelly, wave me off on this if you don't want to go here, but could you, without medicines, heal cancer?
I think, depending on how big it is, you know, like, but if you had a big baseball size tumor, it'd be pretty difficult to resolve that. But what I want to talk about is how we prevent it, you know, how we can early treat it, right? You know, prevention and early treatment is the key to medicine. Quite the contradiction, you know, that occurred during COVID when, you know, they wanted everyone to wait till ventilators.
30 seconds. Okay, why don't you set us up? We got 30 seconds before the heartbreak. Set us up for the next segment coming up about
We're going to be talking about what really does work with cancer.
Okay, very good. I got Dr. Shelly Cole in the studio. She's on every third Saturday of the month. You can check her out. We do Facebook interviews as well. If you go to my Facebook page, aaronsgunshop.com, you can scroll down there and see all the different videos that we've got in our conversations. If you want, though, you can call directly now. It doesn't cost you a cent. 254-697-6633. Ask the doc a question. I'm sure she'll be happy to give you an answer. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes with Dr. Shelly Cole.
Get your Nutrinipede for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
My
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Join me, Matt Petros, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program Saturdays from 9 to noon right here on KMIL 105.1 FM The Ranch. Me and my special guests will cover the Constitution and politics, go over finances and legal issues, and get you ready with prepping tips and fitness ideas. So much more on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program Saturdays from 9 to noon right here on 105.1 FM.
State-of-the-art high-speed internet has come to the city of Cameron, Texas. SOS Communications is pleased to offer wireless internet throughout rural areas of Cameron in a number of affordable packages. If you work from home, want to stream your favorite TV show, or want the bandwidth for gaming, call SOS Communications today at 512-897-1860 to arrange for high-speed internet installed right in your home.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program. This is so weird talking into the microphone sitting down.
Yeah.
I've been doing radio for how long, and I don't think I've sat down behind a microphone almost ever.
Yeah, you're always standing.
Always standing. I'm constantly.
We always put a stool back there for him, but it's really for decoration.
I'm like a shark, constantly moving. I got to constantly move.
You have to hear what Shelby said behind.
No, they don't. They don't have to hear it.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. She said, get it together. Get it together.
Well, that's what I keep saying, Dr. Shelley. I take it off the tracks. She puts it back on the rails. So.
Yeah.
So we're good to go. All right, Shelley, talk to us.
Well, we were talking about, in the early 70s when they decided that they were going to figure out the cause of cancer. And so they allocated all this money and thought it was going to be so easy that they'd answer the question in 5 years and be done, And it proved to be much more complicated than that. But they completely ignored the Warburg effect, which really says that cancer is a metabolic dysfunction. It's a metabolism issue, okay? Mm-hmm. It happens in the cytoplasm. Outside the nucleus, not inside, not the genetics, okay? Shelby, if you guys were to guess, would you think that cancer was caused by the genes being abnormal?
My answer, Shelly, is it's too complicated for this 25-cent guy. That is why you explain it in dollar words, and you need to iterate it in 25. I got to know what, and I got to do what as compared. When I hear all this stuff, I'm like, I understand it, but
well, I'm trying to explain today the wild goose chase that the profession has been on for the last 100 years, stating this is genetic. They keep going down that rabbit hole and saying it's genetic. And, even the National Cancer Institute says that, it's only about 6-7% of cancers are, predominantly related to genetics. But my theory, my metabolic theory for cancer, explains why people are much more likely to get cancer that have a genetic like marker, like BRCA for breast cancer and ovarian cancer.
Let me say something. It's going to totally apply to what you're talking about, but it's an example of how money gets involved. Remember I told you about Tesla, Nikola Tesla?
Right.
He wanted to give free energy to the world.
Right.
And the person who was sponsoring goes, you're going to do what? No. Cut the funding. And then they got rid of him because there's too much money to be made in that business. It's the same. When you look at that, you know there's so much corruption in this world. They're not ignorant about what you're talking about. They're like, hey, wait a minute. You know, you do this. We got all these markets, man. We can make a ton of money doing this, that, and the other thing. We don't want to heal. We don't want to fix this stuff. Isn't that what it is?
Right. I do agree. I know that pharma knows this.
For sure.
Okay. You know, the best minds in pharma. And they pay for the best minds, right? Know this. And yet, they still refuse to address it.
Why would you address it if the whole concept is to maintain the, not the getting rid of it, but what's the word I'm looking for?
At least
not healing
it. Research it. In addition to the genetic issues, you know. So back in 1978, when they were trying to, you know, figure out the cause, they said, you know what, the mitochondria. Now, I keep talking about the mitochondria, and these are where the cell makes energy in the cytoplasm. It's not the nucleus of the cell, but in the cytoplasm. And about 90% of the energy that our body makes is inside the mitochondria. We make our weight and energy every single day in the mitochondria.
Explain that.
Well, let's say that you're a 185-pound male. You make 185 pounds of ATP energy every day. Okay? That's, and the mitochondria are what do it. Okay, 90% of our energy is made in the mitochondria. And so in 1978, they said, you know what? Cancer cells have less mitochondria. And that was kind of an interesting thing. And then they said, you know, the mitochondria also look distorted and they're not working well, which was a very astute observation as well. Okay, so there was a decline in the 1980s. With cancer, but I will tell you, and that was simply because of the smoking cessation campaigns. You know, not as many people smoke these days as they did before. You know, so that's good. That's good. But that's the reason.
Half the reason is because it's $10 a pack of smokes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So yeah, I remember one time when my son was a little boy, and we were at a gas station getting some gas, and I saw the big. You know, how expensive the cigarettes were. And this was, what, about 30 years ago. And I think they were like $30 for a carton. Yeah, they're probably, what, $60 to $70 a carton.
More now. Yeah.
You know, anyway, I said, you know, go buy me a carton of cigarettes with your own money. It's like, well, Mom, I don't have $30. I said, well, then I guess you better not start smoking.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So cancer rates did go down in the 80s, but it wasn't because of doctors. It was because people were smoking less. So
correct me if I'm wrong. Everybody has cancer cells.
They do have cancer cells.
It's just a matter of what activates them.
So,
and you're saying low oxygen.
Yes, yes. So what happens is cancer cell strains happen. We make about 100 of them every day. Okay, most everyone on average, you know, about 100 cancer lines a day. The key is your immune system intact? Is it not chronically stimulated where you have chronic inflammation? Can it respond to the cancer lines and kill it? And we call that apoptosis.
Those cells you're talking about, is it equivalent to an appendix where you really don't know what it's meant for? So are those cells just byproducts and we don't know why they're there? Or do they have a specific function if they're not activated into a deadly cancer?
Well,
that makes sense?
They're mutations, okay? So there are defects And oftentimes we have defects, but our body's ability to detect the defect is what saves us. You know what I'm saying? But the apoptosis is a kind of programmed cell death, okay? When you've got dilapidated parts and, you know, you're not working very well, or if you've got mutations, then the body, the cell programs itself to die. And so in cancer, that is completely turned off. And that's why cells proliferate. And they're kind of in perpetuity. They keep replicating and they keep growing because that apoptosis component is eliminated. So that 911 message from the mitochondria to the nucleus, it startles the nucleus, and it makes the nucleus much more vulnerable, okay? Because now it's kind of revved up. It's saying, we got to find the genes that burn sugar. How do we find these genes? And so the genetic material is much more vulnerable, okay? And then what happens? It mutates. And so cancer mutations on a big scale, that's what pharma has to look. They can't look at a cellular level for the mutation because, to be candid, all cancers are personally, it's like a snowflake. You know, your own fingerprint, your genetic mutations are going to be different.
Shelly, I've heard this, and since you brought it up, it may fit with the conversation. I've heard that they can get everybody's DNA. They know how to break down the DNA. And they can make drugs specifically for you to fix specifically what is wrong with you. Is there any validity to that?
Yeah. So, you know, here's the thing. That the genome product project was, and I remember my dad, who passed now, but he was so excited. You know, we're going to now know all of the genetic material. We're going to be able to, you know, really be able to see everything, and we'll figure cancer out and all this kind of stuff. And we didn't. We didn't figure it out, you know.
Or did they figure it out? They say, yeah, we know the secret. We're going to keep it tucked under our vest.
We're going to hide it from you.
No, it's not like they don't do that.
Isn't that terrible, Shelley, that I've got to think like that? I've seen too many examples of that corruption where I can't look at something straight and say, no, I know human nature.
Well, they've suppressed, you know, beneficial treatments for cancer for a long, long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, these mutations are individuals. They're not something that Big Pharma is going to be able to profit after.
Let's continue this on after the break. I got to go to a hard break. 3 minutes. We'll be back. 254-697-6633. Dr. Shelley Cole.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
If that New Year's resolution is staring you in the face and you don't know where to get started, Start with Yo Nutrition in the Milan Plaza. They can put you on the right path with protein shakes, energy teas, hydration and supplement drinks, and even protein-loaded snacks. They have you covered for overall health and wellness options and even offer protein coffee. In a hurry, they deliver. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Yo Nutrition. Call 510-634-3510.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Smoke on the Water. If you don't know what the story of Smoke on the Water is, read the lyrics. It's fantastic. Okay. You know what the lyrics are?
No.
Smoke on the Water, Fire in the Sky.
Yeah.
They're going to play, record some music.
Yeah.
And some stupid with a flare gun burnt
right.
the place to the ground. So these guys, Deep Purple's down on some water level patio,
right.
and they're seeing the sky on fire, this building, the smoke's coming down the hill and going across the water. Smoke on the Water.
Oh my God. Well, my brother was a bass guitar player, or is a bass guitar player. So, you know, we all had to learn how to play Smoke on the Water on the guitar.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think everybody
does. You know,
it's
I saw this
rite of passage.
Yeah. I saw this one challenge where you play some of the best rock and roll, and can you listen to the music without starting to bob your head?
Right.
And they'd be standing there stoically, and all of a sudden, oh, I can't do it, man. I got to bob
my head. I can't do it. I took my son to an AC/DC concert.
Yeah.
And the guy next to me was, he was smoking pot, I'm sure, you know. And he was like, you are the coolest mom ever. You
know? Getting that secondhand of
being
cool.
Like, yeah, man.
Dr. Shelley Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com.
I
can feel myself.
So I am an MD, medical doc. Since we do have new listeners, I am in private practice. So
that's key.
I am unbridled, I guess you could say, because I can speak, you know, based upon my knowledge and experience and wisdom. And we took care of a lot of patients.
Got to make a slight adjustment. There you go.
We took care of a lot of patients over the pandemic, mm-hmm. over the telephone, essentially, trying to keep people out of the hospital.
Not telemarketing, telemedicine, right?
Yeah. Telemedicine, exactly. And so it was really rewarding, and it was not hard to treat COVID. It wasn't hard. You know, people did not have to die. People did not have to go to the hospital. Early repurposed drugs like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine were very effective at taking care of COVID.
Shelley, I have a very close friend. He's no longer here, and he died of COVID because he was, and I say this respectfully, programmed to think and listen to the pharmaceutical way of thinking. As compared, if he had done it our way that we were talking about, I believe to this day he'd still be alive. So there's a lot of programming that has to be, the people who are programmed have to be deprogrammed.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that. That's devastating.
And I know there's many listeners out there know what I'm talking about, too.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. Well, everyone's waking up at, you know, where they are. You know, they're opening their eyes. And I think, of course, when the vaccine came along, you know, more people opened up their eyes and realized, wait a minute. And just looking over Peter McCullough's statements, you know, correcting the Democrats on... you know, what the vaccine really did do for us during the pandemic. First of all, it spiraled the virus out of control. Okay, it made it mutate so that, because that's what the virus is going to do whenever it's confronted with something that's going to stop it. It's going to say, well, watch this. I'll mutate to a different strain. And so the vaccine did not, and it wasn't ever shown to lower hospitalizations, lower ICU hospitalizations, or deaths. And it certainly was, it was never tested for effectiveness, right? We know that too.
Yeah, that's right.
So what an utter disaster. I don't think we'll ever get an apology. The closest thing is what happened, you know, when they finally said, well, ivermectin works.
And Shelley, it's what, 2 years after the fact? Is that about right? COVID? Am I right?
Three.
Times? Three? Okay.
Three.
So why are we still talking about it? It's because they're going to try and do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
so
an election year.
If you're prepared and aware, you can hear this information. I'm not going to say news, or, but you can hear this stuff they put out, and you're more learned, where you can make a better decision as to what's right, what's wrong.
Well, I hear that they're handing out masks again.
Yeah.
In the hospitals. You know, the ladies are out there with their at their table handing you a mask if it's voluntary now. But, you know, come on.
You wait to the VA. When it happens, the VA is going to put a mandatory mask thing, and you're going to have to do it. Otherwise, you're not going to get benefits. You go in, you're going to have to get a shot if you want some treatment. We know what happened there. It's no, I'm drag on my last two fingers before I'm going to do that.
Right,
so
right. Well, I think there will be such an outrage. You know, I don't know,
Shelley. I've been doing this too long. Here's a perfect example that will collaborate what you just said. If Biden wins,
no,
there will be peace. If Trump wins, there's going to be total chaos. Okay?
Okay,
that's just the way it's. It's just the way it's going to work. I'll skip it. Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we got to talk medicine because we only get to talk medicine once a
month.
Right,
that's right.
Unless we do the Facebook Live, you
which
know,
we do, and it'll happen. What, next week? Is that next week?
Not next week. The week after.
The week after.
Yeah. And so I've been locked out of Facebook for 3 years now. You know, since July of 21. And so don't go to my Facebook page because there's nothing there.
Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the Facebook page there. Scroll down. You'll see Shelley and I have a nice conversation.
It's funny that a lot of people that come on the show for some reason have been locked out of Facebook.
Well, that's a good thing.
Almost all the people that we can
wear it as a badge of honor.
I know.
You know, I don't want to participate in any company that would censor me for trying to educate, and actually, and I know I've said it before and I apologize, but the post that finally got me permanently locked out was a PowerPoint slide from the ACIP, which was a Centers for Disease Control. It was a group session on vaccines, and it was talking about myocarditis risk. I used their data.
Happens all the time.
And they would not tolerate it because it didn't fit their narrative.
Mark Zuckerberg.
So, yeah, I don't want to play with Facebook. But I will do the Facebook Live with you. So,
what it is, Shelley, it's a medium that the people watch. And it would be silly for me to jeopardize it. So I have to clean it up to the point where I can still get the message out without being shut down.
Do you clean it out?
I'm...
Like, what do you do?
I don't do what you do in the sense of getting shut down and showing stuff that I know.
Oh, so, but we can still talk.
Yeah.
You're not beeping out words that I say.
No.
I mean that.
I make sure the dialogue stays within the boundaries so that we can get a message out. Otherwise, what good is my Facebook and it's been locked out?
Yes, you know? I agree.
Even though you do have quite a few warnings on the way.
Yeah.
So we're up to now 2006 in my little history lesson. So there was something called the Cancer Genome Atlas Project. TCGA, and what they were going to do was, again, they were going to determine what genes cause cancer. They were determined. And so, of course, a lot of money has gone into this. And have you heard anything about it?
No.
Mm-mm. No, because they haven't found anything. You know, it's and you know, your question about they're actually able to, you know, determine all the genes and now they can look at them. Well, what Big Pharma does with that information is it's pretty much saying, hey, these people have a greater propensity to metabolize these kinds of medications differently than these people do. So it essentially tells them which kind of pharma to use on you. So I'm not a big proponent for genetics because, again, it's not the gene, okay? It's not the gene. It has not been the gene for over 100 years, okay? And yet they continue to try to find some gene that's going to explain all this. And it doesn't, because the mutations happen second, okay? The mutations happen because of the oxygenation issues. And so the mitochondria send that message. And I was talking to my daughter, who is a first-year med student, and I started to rip off these names. And she was like, yeah, Mom, yeah, I know all of these. I know them all. And where are they? It was like CHOP, MOR. So all of these genes that turn on and stimulate the mutations, they cause genetic damage at the cell. So the gene damage happens second, not first. The mitochondria is damaged, then the genes become damaged because they're much more vulnerable. It changes the nucleus and makes them much more vulnerable. Okay? And the thing we were talking about, apoptosis, where the cells are programmed to die. Cancer cells don't do that. They cancel that, and so
they just
continue to replicate and proliferate. And so that's what happens. So cancer
can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
In your opinion, how many people do you think run the medical world? I'll give an example why I said that question. In this world, I think it's anywhere from 30 to 100,000 people that really control the planet. Those are the people who got money, influence, and power, and all their minions who help them. In the medical community, all this doctrine and dictates that come down comes from a very small group of people, right?
Absolutely.
Wouldn't it be smart and wise of us to evaluate each and every one of those people to see what their agenda is, to make sure that the information coming out of their mouths is of genuine and pure heart?
Well, I think we need to follow the money. You know, follow the money. I mean, if you follow the money, then you're going to see that hospitals and universities now get royalties off of inventions. So,
there you go.
So if we stop that and you know, required, you know, that they didn't get funded, it's all perverse. It's all
enmeshed. Okay, I got to cut you off. Heartbreak. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. Dr. Shelley Cole, we're going to come back, and we'll have a whole other hour with her. So give us a call, 254-697-6633. See you on the other side.
Resolution is staring you in the face and you don't know where to get started? Start with Yo Nutrition in the Milan Plaza. They can put you on the right path with protein shakes, energy teas, hydration and supplement drinks, and even protein-loaded snacks. They have you covered for overall health and wellness options and even offer protein coffee. In a hurry, they deliver. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4 and Saturday, 9 to 2. Yo Nutrition. Call 510-634-3510.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney CJ Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap and Mitchell Radio Program. Matt, your host, hour number three, simulcasting right here, right now at 105.1 Shooter FM. Also at a Rockdale at KRXT 98.5 FM. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call here into the studio at 254-697-6633. All programming put into podcast form, and we got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads, so you can be part of it. Check it out at aaronsgunshop.com, Podbean, Spotify, Apple. Thank you to all my sponsors, all the people who donate privately. Without you, I could not be on the air. And if you would like to donate on a monthly basis, it would be greatly appreciated. Okay. Also, don't forget Andy with MSR Ministries. He had open heart surgery. They had a challenge last month. They could really use some financial support.
Okay? Happy birthday, Andy.
Yeah, happy birthday. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Don't forget that... like us on Facebook and scroll down, and you'll get to see some interviews with Dr. Shelley and I. Great topics, great conversations, great guests that you brought in. I wonder if she ever found somebody.
Hopefully.
She's a catch, man. She's
Oh, man, you're not kidding.
She's got it going on.
Yeah, she will. She will. Okay. She will.
You'll have to just go scan the video and check it out, what we're talking about. Okay, Dr. Shelley Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com. Every third Saturday of the month, she comes in for a couple hours. And we have great conversation. Shelley, welcome.
So we're talking about cancer today. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to dispel the myth that cancer is a genetic disease. It is not a genetic disease. And we've known this for almost 100 years. If you look at survival, we have not truly improved the survival of cancer since 1950.
So what happened from 31 to 50?
That's a good question. It was probably improved sewer systems.
That's right.
You know,
you were talking about that.
All of the things that have helped public health over the last century had nothing to do with medicine. The infectious disease death rate dropped 97% between 1900 and early 1960, and before the vaccinations primarily were out. Some vaccines were out, but the vast majority of infectious disease deaths occurred before vaccines were available. And what last we did cover on our Facebook Live, polio. Didn't we talk about polio?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, and tried to dispel that myth of how great polio was. Essentially, they used the same playbook that they did this time. They overinflated the diagnosis of polio because there were many, many different types of disease. that caused the symptoms of polio. So before the vaccine came out, they had this overinflated number of people with polio symptoms, and they all were very similar. You could have arsenic poisoning and be and have symptoms of polio, okay? And so when the vaccine came out in 1958, that's when, actually, I think it was 1955, that's when they redefined the diagnosis, and they said, now you can only have paralysis if you have it for at least 60 days or more. Before, it was you could have it for 24 hours and be diagnosed with polio. So they used the same playbook again. You know, with COVID, they overinflated the diagnosis by giving us all those PCR tests that, you know, were false positives, and overinflated the numbers. And then, of course, when the vaccine became available, remember when they stopped giving us the PCR test? They stopped shipping them to the homes. And it was when the vaccine came out.
Yep.
Okay. So they wanted the number of diagnoses to drop.
You're pulling my memory banks on that one. But yeah.
Yeah. No, it was exactly at the time the vaccines came out that they wanted to lower the numbers of, you know, vaccines, you know, diagnosis. So what a wreck.
Shelby, I think I know who this is. Let's take the call. Caller, welcome to the program. Who am I speaking to?
Yeah, this is. I'm calling in to ask Dr. Cole a question.
What's your name?
Patricia.
Hey, Patricia, how you doing? All right, Patricia.
All right, how are you?
All ears here. Go ahead and ask the question.
Okay, I have several friends who took the vaccination, and they've ended up with cancer. And some of them, one of them was in remission for quite a long time. And now it's spread everywhere. So I'm just wondering about if the vaccine was part of that.
So we're seeing, you know, the number of cancer cases above expectations continues to rise. I think there are predicted that there'll be 2 million new cancer cases above expectations. And you have to look at the vaccine. You cannot be blindsided by this. So we know that the immune system has really two important jobs. One is it fights infection. And then the other job is to track down those cancer strains that we make naturally. Those 100 cancer strains we were talking about last hour. And so it's the immune system's job to kill that. If you're over... You know, if your resources are being depleted because you're making spike proteins from a vaccination that you got, you know, or a booster shot, you're not going to have those resources to track down cancer. And so a healthy, robust immune system is the best thing that we can do, you know, to try to prevent cancers from growing. So... Sad, you know, regretfully, it could be related. Now, of course, they're not going to tell you that.
No.
But I will tell you there are things that can be done. One of the medicines that we use during the pandemic, ivermectin, has been shown to be a potent anti-cancer. And I've got a great review article here, you know, looking at probably about 10 different really common, like lung cancer, prostate, breast, ovary, esophageal, bladder, these different cancers, and using ivermectin. Ivermectin restores that apoptosis that we've been talking about with cancer. So ivermectin restores the cell's ability to kill off bad cells. And so the cancer doesn't grow. So any patient that I have that's a cancer patient, you know, that is number one.
Patricia, listen, you might be interested in this question I'm about to ask. Dr. Shelley, has anybody here ever been a lifeguard?
No.
Okay, I've been a lifeguard. And when it really rains hard, it causes the pool to get algae and all that kind of stuff. And you have to shock treat it to get it back. Mm-hmm. And so you overdose it with chlorine. You make sure the pH levels end up balancing out by the time it's all said and done with. Can you do that with the body if it has cancer like that? Can you shock treat it with not just the... I'm not talking the chemotherapy stuff. I'm talking with the stuff we're talking about that can help generate good cells.
We talked that chemotherapy has very little benefit to survivability. Like I said, their survivals from cancer have not improved since 1950. You know, they may prolong life for a month or two, but they really have not changed survivability for the long run. But what we're talking about is if you look at traditional cancer treatments right now, they are what? Chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And their radiation, right? Yes. Or cut it out.
Yeah. Or cut it out, yeah.
Does any of that have to do with oxygenation or mitochondrial dysfunction or metabolism or energy production? No. And so some of these treatments actually make cancer worse. Mm-hmm. And I have patients tell me all the time, I will not do that again. I cannot go through that again. The radiation procedures, what do you think happens to oxygenation of that tissue?
I'm assuming it's not good.
Right. So I think, you know, the vaccinated are a special category now. We do put them at greater risk. We use a lot of ivermectin. We also use ozone in the office. And ozone is essentially oxygen on steroids. It's O3. It's not a steroid, but it's a hyperactive oxygen cell. And so cancers do not like ozone, that's for sure.
It's because, well, part of the reason is because you've always said that cancer is under-oxygenated cells. So that would help that.
That's right. When we know that ozone makes it easier for the cell to get oxygen from the hemoglobin molecule. That's it. So it's easier, and so the cell can use oxygen more, so it can produce more energy, that 36 ATP versus 2. So, cancer does not like oxygen. So things can be done for those individuals, but it's really regrettable because I think a lot of the medical profession told these people, especially, you know, you think of your friend who had cancer and was in remission, and they would point to them and say, you really need the vaccine.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, and they won't listen.
Yeah.
Patricia, I want to thank you for the call. We're coming up on a hard break. Keep listening. If you got another question, feel free to call us in. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
No problem. Dr. Shelley Cole, we're fixing to go to a break in about 15 seconds or so. And Shelley's with us till 12 o'clock. We're going to be talking about some more great stuff. So if you got a question, give me a call here at 254-697-6633. Watch us on Facebook Live at aaronsgunshop.com. And we'll see you in just a little bit.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website.
You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrinipede for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, special guest, Dr. Shelley Cole. I don't know why it does this, Shelby, but anyway. Okay, inside baseball. Dr. Shelley Cole, HealthySuccessWords.com. Give me a call here in the studio, 254-697-6633. We have another caller on the line with a question for Dr. Shelley. Caller, welcome to the program. Would you like to say who you are and ask the question for the doc?
Yes, this is Billy Crouch.
Hey, Billy, how you doing?
The question I have for Dr. Cole is, just a real brief background. My wife has had several incidents of this. She looks like she goes into a catatonic state, or, you know, like they say, the light's on, but no one's home. She can't speak. She can't communicate. Recently, I thought she was asleep, but I tried to arouse her, and I couldn't do it. So I called 911, and they came. They couldn't do it either. So we took her to the hospital, and as happened three or four other times that we've done this, and even with different hospitals, they've done all of the tests, you know, neurological as well as others, and they can't find anything that's doing it. Recently, a nurse practitioner asked me if I knew anything about conversion disorder, and I was wanting to ask Dr. Cole, is she aware of that, and does she treat that?
Okay, Billy, stand by. Let's see what she's got to say.
I really don't know much about it. I mean, I have to think of some kind of vascular issue. I'm sure that they've ruled out a stroke, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Each time they check for a regular stroke and a TIA and all that, actually, she's had three stroke-like symptoms. I mean, just like that. Paralysis and the whole bit, and within about 10 hours or so, it goes away. They've never been able to determine what caused that.
Yeah, and it's odd, you know, that you're saying that it lasts so long, and but you always want to think about improves circulation and oxygenation. And, you know, I had somebody that was falling asleep in my wellness class. And I thought, okay, I won't take this personally. But it was, I kept thinking he was asleep, but he was having these, what they call transient ischemic attacks, where, you know, that he was, the oxygenation at the brain level was low. And so, you know, he was having these occasions where he was kind of dazing off. And so, certainly, did she have the vaccine?
Yes, she did. In 2021, I believe it's.
Right.
We both had it, which caused all kinds of problems for me personally, but seem to be getting over it now. But, you know, is it part of this? She actually had some of these things happen before she took the vaccine, though. I have to be honest.
Oh, she did have, she had them before?
Yes.
Okay.
Can't that exasperate it?
Well, you know that the blood-brain barrier is a hallowed, sacred, protected area. The brain, the body wants to protect it from infection and foreign bodies and injury. And so it's really hard for things to get through the blood-brain barrier.
Okay.
And sadly enough, that vaccine penetrates the blood-brain barrier within 15 minutes of the injection. And so, you know, you have to wonder, because now we've got the machinery of the vaccine inside the brain, and it's producing more spike proteins inside the brain, okay? And these little spike proteins will glom on to the what we call the endothelial cells of the blood vessels. And so the docs won't see a big, big blood vessel with a stroke, but what we will see are small vessel damage. And so the capillaries, and so the blood supply to the brain tissue is compromised.
Would that be equivalent to a death by a thousand cuts?
Since something, it's not, something in that.
Small. Yeah,
but something small.
Small
vessel disease, and so I would be thinking more along those kinds of lines, you know, and so, you know, again, the things that we would want to do is to stop the reverse transcriptase of the vaccine, which we have seen ivermectin be beneficial to that. So, and then certainly oxygenation, improve oxygenation, detoxification is huge with the vaccine.
Yeah, we actually came one time to one of your conferences, I guess you would call it, and you talked about a number of the things you just mentioned. And I guess what I was wondering if I could just call and set up an appointment with you in the future, near future, and let us come in and talk at length about what we're talking about right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
So do we have an ad on, don't we? The radio show, we do have the ad.
Hey, Billy, this is the simplest way to do it. Just go to my website, aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page, and you'll find Dr. Shelley's link there. Just click on it and give you all the
healthy
information
success.
You need. Healthy Success. Healthy Success Works.
Great.
We're in Temple. You can just, healthysuccessworks.com. And you can call us. And it's best for people to come in and see the workshop, because we do talk, we cover cancer. We also talk about other, the pillars of health. And, you know, people are carrying a much greater body burden of toxins than they have in the last century. And so those toxins contaminate the mitochondria that we know is so important for cancer. But also all disease. So,
right. Okay. Well, listen, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll make that phone call and see if we can get an appointment and discuss this at length at some other time.
All right, Billy. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate you listening. All right, Shelley, take it away. We've got about 4 minutes, I think.
So everyone wants to know what they can do right now to improve oxygenation at the cell.
Sure.
And we know that the kidneys make bicarbonate, you know, and they make H2CO3 out of carbon dioxide. So they put hydrogen on it. And so kidneys help us balance the acidity in our body, and it gives us more electrons. It gives us more ability to fight off in infection and cancer, but mostly it allows the oxygen to be free from the hemoglobin molecule. So baking soda, everyone over the age of 40 should be taking at least one. Well, I would, let's just say, just do 1/4 of a teaspoon, because it doesn't taste that great. But a fourth of a teaspoon.
Just add it with some cider vinegar. You'll be all right.
That's right. So what?
A bomb or something.
Yeah, that would be an interesting chemical reaction. But 1/4 of a teaspoon of baking soda restores that bicarbonate balance that the kidneys kind of, as we age, you know, they can't make as much. And so that makes it easier for the oxygen molecule to be released from the hemoglobin.
See, now that's an easy thing to do.
Baking soda.
Wow.
You got it.
I'm going to do that when I get home.
I'm gonna actually try. I want to put, how much of a teaspoon?
1/4 of a teaspoon.
A quarter teaspoon. I want to put it
today.
And I want to put it in cider vinegar with the mother in it, and I want to see what happens. If it doesn't, volatile, I'll drink it.
I mean, both of them are good for you.
Do it in your mouth.
No, that's like Pop Rocks.
But I kind of think that acid balances out the alkalotic.
And we just put some oregano oil in there, sprinkle some.
Just make a little concoction.
Salad dressing and just drink it.
Can you just take them separately, Matt?
No, I'm the edge. I'm pushing the edge of the envelope, Shelley. Got to do it all at one time.
And I'll do it the normal way, and we'll see who's healthy.
Okay.
And if I'm not here next Saturday, you know what happened. I blew my head off.
So a lot of people are drinking alkalinized water these days.
I see that. It's all over the place.
And so those are free, you know, the free electrons, electron donors, and that means the pH is higher, so that the electrical gradient between the inside of the cell and the outside of the cell is higher, which is great, so that the cell can repair from injury. Or you can actually make a new cell, which is more energy.
You know what would be a great conversation, Shelby, is getting Jasmine in here and talking about what she does for the body and at the same time. Because there's two different ways to because she's really studied on
herself. What does Jasmine do?
She runs Yo Nutrition.
Yeah.
Cameron, and her mom also has a pass at multiple shops. She's grown up around this. She's like a whiz on supplements and what's good for your body and what you need to do. She knows it
all. It'd
be
a nice comment. Awesome. She said, okay, I'll make that drink for you, Jasmine will say, but I'll just throw in a quarter teaspoon of
baking soda. There you go. Right. But that's all it is. You've already got it in your cupboard. And so anyone who's sick, certainly, you know, you wonder about kidney disease or, you know, anyone who's sick, anyone who's over the age of 40 should be doing 1/4 of a teaspoon. A baking soda a day to restore. Well, good. I'm excited.
Put a pickle in it too.
I put a pickle in it. No.
All right, look, I got to take a break.
No,
hard break coming up.
There's the acid, man.
All right, we're going to take a hard break here in 3 minutes. Dr. Shelley Cole. See you on the other side.
High-speed internet has come to the city of Cameron, Texas. SOS Communications is pleased to offer wireless internet throughout rural areas of Cameron in a number of affordable packages. If you work from home, want to stream your favorite TV show, or want the bandwidth for gaming, call SOS Communications today at 512 512- 877-1860 to arrange for high-speed internet installed right in your home.
Join me, Matt Petros, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program Saturdays from 9 to noon right here on KMIL 105.1 FM The Ranch. Me and my special guests will cover the Constitution and politics, go over finances and legal issues, and get you ready with prepping tips and fitness ideas. So much more on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program Saturdays from 9 to noon right here on 105.1 FM.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host, my special guest host today, every third Saturday of the month, is Dr. Shelley Cole, healthysuccessworks.com. If you forget that, hopefully you'll remember aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page, and her link is right there. Click on it. You get to be able to set an appointment, whatever. Been having some great calls. I've got another caller on the line. This is a caller from a previous show, and I'm so happy that he made contact. I got JB on the line. JB, I'm not sure. We talked real fast on the break. You got a situation going on that relates to what we're talking about. Go ahead, buddy.
All right. My daughter, most health conscious person I know, she's 26 years old. She ran a marathon in 2019, was an All-American college athlete. I ain't making it up. Started having back pain, leg pain last June. Went and got a scan. The end of July, they say you need to go to the ER. You got tumors in your spinal canal and something in your brain. They cut her open. Everything will be fine. Looks good, but we wasn't able to remove it because it's in the nerves. So 2 weeks later, she can't walk. She's incontinent. Oh, well, she just needs to go to inpatient rehab. So we go to Houston, inpatient rehab. About 6 weeks later, they say there's something wrong here. Take her to one of the big hospitals in Houston. And, oh, yeah, she's got that tumor in her brain. So Tuesday, we do a brain surgery. The guy that did it, man, he could be Surgeon General of the United States if you read his file. He's world famous. And he says, I'm going to take them out of her back. And I said, well, the last guy said he couldn't do it. So he said, no, I can do it. I said, well, you got to ask her because she just had brain surgery on Tuesday. Well, Friday, they cut her back open. And he said, well, I couldn't take them out. I said, well, I could have done told you that. But anyway, we still ain't got the biopsy back. They still don't have the pathology back. So they get the pathology back, and a world-famous oncologist comes in here and starts talking to us. She says, well, it's a rare melanoma that's metastasized. And she said 6 to 8 weeks to live, but, you know, if she wants to treat it, maybe a year. So, anyway, my daughter's very intelligent. She says, yeah, I want to fight it because I want to finish. She was in school to be a physician's assistant, have one semester left. And she says, nah, I'm going to beat this. Okay. So, anyway. Here's where what y'all are talking about. She takes a handful of pills every day that a horse couldn't chew up in one bite, you know. And then every 2 or 3 weeks we get some type of immunotherapy infusion, and then 10 or 12 rounds of radiation. Well, of course, you know, now she's down to 85 pounds. Had to put a feeding tube in. Now they cause some kind of infection in her body. Spend half the time in the hospital treating infection. Now she's still fighting. I got to give her credit. She's tough. But, I mean, all of this, I just want to know when medical science decided the best way to treat a disease is to try to poison somebody back to health. You know, it's just, I mean, I don't know. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it, but
JB,
I don't know.
I don't know how you have the strength. I mean, if my child was going through this, I don't think I could even stomach
it. I thought people needed to hear this. I mean, it's
I'm heartbroken, you know. So it's a metabolic disease, okay? And the tumors are growing because the genetic mutations and, you know, again, we go back to treating the mitochondrial dysfunction. That's what she needs. You know, she's done everything else. You know, the conventional treatments are cut it out, burn it out, and chemotherapy, which most of the time is, you know, you kill everything and then the good cells come back. I mean, that's the goal with chemo.
Well, since she was in medical school, she's not open to any type of holistic or alternative medicine, because me and my sister both tried to push it on her, because, I mean, she's been trained to be a medical doctor, and that's what they tell them.
Well, okay, so, and I listen, she's 26, and I would have been exactly like she is. I bought into medicine just like she did, okay? And it's harder to get in PA school than it is to get in med school. And it's very hard to get in med school these days, so I don't even know if I'd be able to get in these days. But
I have to y'all to pray for her, because I pray to God every day to make her better, take her home. I mean, I don't want to.
Well, why don't you have her listen to this on Apple Podcast, and then she can look up these, because I'm going to talk about Seyfried if we have time, Schaefer, Shay, all of the people since 2012 who have resurrected Warburg's work. And what they actually did, JB, was they took a cancer cell, they took the nucleus, and they put it in a normal cell. Okay? They took the cancer, put it in the normal cell, and it didn't turn to cancer. Then they took the cancer cytoplasm, where the mitochondria were, and they put it in, they put a normal cell nucleus in it, and it turned to cancer. Mm-hmm. So they proved back in 2012 that it wasn't the DNA, and that's what they're trying to do. They're just trying to, you know, the immunotherapies aren't helping most people, unfortunately, but maybe she would be more receptive now because she's tried everything that conventional medicine has given her.
Well, you know, the research scientist and the oncologist at the big cancer hospital in Houston, I'm not going to mention anything like that, but, you know, they say, well, once this doesn't work, then we're going to try these other experimental trials. And I'm thinking, well, it ain't working. I mean, you know, like I say, I just don't understand how you poison somebody back to health.
JB, you got it. You can't poison people back to health. It just makes them sicker. You're absolutely right.
The insurance bills have been over $1 million already in a matter of 6 months, and it's probably cost me $60,000-$70,000, which is fine. I mean, I'd give everything I own. I'd live in a tent. You know, I'd go down there. I'd live underneath 183 in Austin with the homeless people if it'd make her better. But
yeah.
I just, you know, I'll recommend you. I know you got that clinic down there in Temple, but and I hope and pray that she tries something different, because I'm just telling everybody, if you come into this situation, I mean, everybody's got to make their own decisions, but my experience has been that conventional medicine is just, yeah, you got what I'm saying.
She's 26.
Yep, 26.
And she had the vaccine?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, the university required that any postgraduate health science program had to take it. And you know, we got our Supreme Court to thank for that. They voted that they could do that legally, you know, right. Mandate medical employers and all that do it. So they did. Yeah, my wife took it, too, and now she's got to see a cardiologist. And my daughter took it, and she's got cancer, and none of the rest of us did. And they've only took it because they was required to, and none of the rest of us did. And, I mean, you know, I try every day with all my bad habits to make myself sick, but I just can't do it because somebody's got to pay the light bill.
Yeah. Jamie, I'm sorry to hear the information. It is a
dead. Yeah, man. Well,
she'll be in my prayers. She'll be in my prayers. And listen, I totally get where she is as far as you have to buy into the system to survive and get through it. You know, and I have loved ones that are drinking the Kool-Aid too. But it's only my hope that, you know, in God's perfect timing, they're going to figure this out and their eyes are going to be open. I'll hope that for your daughter.
One thing I've noticed about her program, and I mean, and just medicine in general now, is nobody wants to treat what the root cause. They just want to give you a pill or a shot.
We've been talking about that all the time.
Right.
Smoke a half a pack a day instead of a whole pack, or, you know, maybe quit eating at Whataburger every day at lunchtime, you know, and
right.
Eat a banana. But nobody wants to do that.
We don't want to talk about that. We want to figure out someone's genetics so we know exactly what drugs to give them.
Yeah.
That work best.
Yeah. Instead of giving you an experimental shot that they know is going to do harm, why don't you take a vitamin D supplement? You know, that's the Ivermec deal. I heard they was curing cancer with Ivermec, which I've been taking Ivermec for years just because I always had livestock. And I noticed how good my pigs felt after I gave them a shot.
JB, I'm getting close to a heartbreak. I want to get Shelly. I want to get Shelly. Well, hold on a second, buddy. I appreciate you finding me. Thanks for calling in. And hope to hear from you soon again. Shelly, I wanted to give you a couple minutes before the break so you could set us up for the final segment.
Maybe say the phone number again so he can give it to her. I don't know.
Right. My phone number is 254-773-4900. I want to cover some of the things that change the pH in the body that make the mitochondria dysfunctional and that are some of the inciting factors for cancer. And these are things that you can improve upon, you know, and try to get out of your lifestyle. Let's say that.
Okay. How much time I got, Shelly? Shelby.
45 seconds.
45, okay.
Look, well, we can still talk. We can still talk.
Let's take this 45 seconds in a slow conversation so people can get their pieces of paper and pencil to write down some information, contact information, all that kind of stuff. So Dr. Shelly Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com. Her phone number is
254-773-4900. And we have a free workshop every month. The first Monday of the month at 2:00 in the afternoon. And all you have to do is call and save your seat. You can't just show up because usually it's full. So we're going to cover the five pillars of health, what you can do, and kind of why my profession got off in the ditch like it is.
I got a heartbreak.
Okay.
We'll be back in 3 minutes. See you on the other side.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, finishing up the show with the final segment with Dr. Shelley Cole. Dr. Shelley Cole's on every third Saturday of the month. Also, it's every other Wednesday, usually, unless a schedule problem. I go see Dr. Shelley from 9 to 11, and we have a nice conversation. So if you want to check out some past ones that we've done, go to Aaron's Gun Shop Facebook page, check it out, scroll down, and you'll see it there. But right now, Dr. Shelley Cole, go ahead.
Yeah, we've had a good time over the years. We started doing this in the middle of the pandemic, and you know, it was kind of a journey through that, but hopefully we're past the pandemic.
And another one around the corner.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm kind of back to my passion, which is really dealing with cause of disease instead of treating symptoms, you know. And you were just touching on that last time, that my profession really is about treating symptoms. You have high cholesterol, we give you a cholesterol medicine. You have high blood pressure, we give you a blood pressure medicine.
I mean, the basic, the most simplest thing is, I've got neck problems causing me a headache, I'll take pills. Why not get my neck adjusted?
Right, let's figure out it's having pain. You know, pain's a message.
Yes.
And it's telling us there's too much inflammation, and so you don't want to ignore it, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important. So We talked about the fourth of a teaspoon of baking soda for anyone over the age of 40. Certainly, if they're sick, you know, they need to be doing it
and
more.
And just water?
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Oh,
add vinegar and oregano. You'll be good to go.
Oh, that's my terrible. Gosh.
Just stand back about 5 feet until you see the chemical reaction.
So another thing that really my profession does poorly is low thyroid. Okay. What we call hypothyroidism. There's hyperthyroidism, which means you make too much thyroid hormone. And then there's hypo or low thyroid when you don't
make
enough.
Why don't they just call it hypo?
High blow?
Or thigh blow or something.
Thigh blow?
Oh, Matt. So hypothyroidism, you know, people can't lose weight, they don't have any energy, they're depressed, their skin is dry, you know, they have a lot of symptoms. And they go into the doc, and the doc may astutely do a blood test, but they do the wrong test, and usually they do what's called the TSH. And the TSH test says, nope, you're in the normal range. And so the doc looks at the patient and says, nope, you're in the normal range. Sorry. And then your thyroid's fine. So the patient leaves thinking, oh, my thyroid is fine. But gosh, I am tired. I mean, I can't lose weight. I think the question should be like, is my weight appropriate for the things that I do and the food that I eat? And if it's not, then you've got a thyroid issue, you know. The reason why I bring up thyroid now is because the active form of the thyroid hormone is called T3. And T3 is what regulates the voltage in the cell, you know, that gradient that we've been talking about between the inside of the cell and the outside of the cell. And so it really helps the mitochondria get ATP out of the cell. And so T3 is also responsible for the number of mitochondria inside the cell, which is a huge thing. So these people, you know, these individuals who are not treated, or heaven forbid, they're treated with levothyroxine and still have symptoms.
What the hell is that?
You've never heard of levothyroxine?
No.
Okay, well, it's called Synthroid, and it's a very, very common med, levothyroxine. And so, you know, if you're blessed and diagnosed because your TSH is really, really high, that means your thyroid's low. And so they get you on that med. But that's an inactive synthetic hormone, and sometimes it can make the problem even worse. So in spite of being treated with hypothyroidism, the vast majority of people aren't getting the T3 that they need.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are you ignorant or healthy if you don't know this terminology?
Both. She'll be left.
She'll be back.
So, okay, some other things that can cause these issues with the mitochondria. Iron toxicity. We talked about that
in depth.
Yes. You know, we, our food has been fortified with iron since 1941. We get way, way too much iron in our diet. We recycle red blood cells and get about 24 milligrams of iron every day. That's pretty much what we need.
Now, we may have talked about that on the radio, but for sure, ladies and gentlemen, if you go on Facebook and go back a little bit, we specifically talked on that topic.
Good, good. So, iron toxicity, but dental infections, yep. And we've talked about those before, and the hidden infections in the mouth. So, root canals, wisdom teeth extraction sites. So oftentimes there are hidden infections in the jawbone that can cause autoimmune disease and cause disruption in the pH in the body. So
that amazes me how the mouth is so delicate like that.
It's so dirty too.
Yeah, but Dr. Shelley has talked about, I forget the name of the doctor who talked about, if the mouth is clean, that's a great way to stay healthy.
Right.
Right, right. Well, it's these infections, these HIV infections. And, you know, I was talking to someone with an autoimmune disease, a very common one. And, you know, I said, you really need to see the dentist, a biological dentist, to see if there are infections in the jawbone. And then she said, well, I've always, you know, when I was little, I was told I have really, really bad teeth. And I'm like, yeah, I know that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And she goes, no, but they're fine now. I'm like, no, they're not fine now. They're not fine now. So you don't want to ignore that. But unfortunately, if you think medicine's bad, Matt, dentistry is just as bad.
That scares me.
They've been censored all these decades.
Yeah, but you know,
decades.
Shelley, I've been raised to think medicine was good until I realized...
And a root canal, you know?
In the last 5 years.
Canal was good for you.
Exactly.
It's saving your teeth.
Right. It's a dead tooth, you know?
Ladies and gentlemen, doing this program, you're forced to search and cross-reference.
To hear a conflicting side and do your own research.
And you start to find out stuff.
And
you're like, oh, my gosh.
Is that true? Because ever since you said that for the very first time and I've looked it up, I have seen so many articles and opened my emails to all this stuff about how dentists are coming out and saying you cannot safely do a root canal in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Shelly. Yeah, yeah. Well, 25 million root canals are done a year. And, you know, what happens is the dentist says, you've got to have a root canal. Mm-hmm. It's like you don't even have a choice. Like,
Shelly, Shelly, because of you, I challenged my dentist.
Yes.
I go, and I go, why? Well, because it usually happens. I go, it usually happens. And you're saying it's not happening at the moment? No, I'll keep my teeth.
Yeah, now there's
you.
A red
wow.
highlighted note on my chart.
Yeah.
Saying that
yes.
I ask people stuff.
I had the same
they
thing.
They highlight that in red for me.
Well,
patient is asking serious questions.
Oh, no. Alert, alert. Intelligent, articulate, knowledgeable. You know, no, we've known about the dentistry, you all, since the early 1900s. Weston Price did research from 1898 to 1923. He gave his son a root canal and he died.
Oh, my okay? gosh.
And so these are life-changing things that you'll never be the same. And you can only imagine what he must have felt. And so he researched it for 25 years. And he was able to replicate all disease with these infections in the mm-hmm. mouth. Autoimmune disease, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cancer. And so... dental infections are very real. I shadowed a biological dentist for about 5 months. I went every single Monday. When I learned this, I said, oh my gosh.
I have to know.
This is cause of disease. This isn't just symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to this biological dentist and I'd have to get up at 5:30 and I'd drive to Marble Falls and I was there by 7:10.
I remember you telling me that.
And I would watch him like a first year medical student. I shadowed him, you know. And the first patient that I was going to walk in the, you know, to meet, and you have to understand that, you know, it's taken these people 15, 20 years of research online and going through every imaginable contortion of, you know, establishment medicine, seeing all these docs, these quote experts that are so knowledgeable. And so we walked in and he said, you know, he said, the patient went, MD. He said, yes, we have this wonderful MD. And the patient went, MD, I don't want an MD in here. And he said, no, she's learning. That's why she's here.
Shelly, I'm pressed on time.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, my Facebook people, sorry about the in and out. We're not on Wi-Fi.
Internet,
I'm doing it off my cell
not.
Here in the weather's bad, so that's probably the problem. Dr. Shelly Cole, healthysuccessworks.com. If you can't remember that, remember aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. Her link is right there. Click on it. Boom, you're there. Shelly, you got about 10 seconds. Anything you want to put out?
Just come to a workshop.
Okay.
They're free.
It's always a pleasure to have you in. Thank you for all the listeners and the callers.
Happy
and
birthday
people.
Again, Andy.
Yeah, Andy. And all the people making communications with us. We appreciate it. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll do it all over again. Until then, God bless. Keep your powder dry.
Shooter FM is KMIL 105.1, Cameron, Rockdale, and Temple.